Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at our mediator, the man, Christ Jesus. Dear God, we praise You as our Heavenly Father, and we thank You for loving us first. Before creation, You knew us, and Your plan included sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for our sins. And He is our mediator, even now, as we communicate with You in prayer. He's the perfect mediator as being a man, acquainted with our grief, and also as God, divine, all-powerful, and knowing all things. Thank You, Lord, for this perfect advocate representing us before You today and every day until we see You face to face. Lord, help us to make the most of this time that we have together during this call to worship as we focus on our mediator.
give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
His Son, and God. Sing redemption song, crying
This is Call to Worship.
He lays up the deep into store. Let all the earth stand in awe of the Lord. Let all the people revere Him. He spoke, it was done, His command stood fast. Let all the earth stand in awe. Let all the earth stand in awe. Deep into store. Let all the earth stand in awe of the Lord. Let all the people revere Him. He spoke, it was done, His command stood fast.
Let all the earth stand in awe.
Let all the earth stand in awe.
Let all the earth stand in awe. Let all the earth stand in awe.
Thank you for joining us today during this call to worship. A sincere thank you to those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. You can log on right now and make a gift. Our website address is calltoworship.us, available to you 24/7. Thank you for your support.
But deep were the stains it left inside. Oh, but deeper still his grace, all my sins to erase. His blood washed the guilty stains away. By his blood I've been redeemed. I'm redeemed by his blood. I've been redeemed. The blood of the Lamb has saved me just as I am. I've been saved.
Sweet day, I'll sing up there the song of victory.
This is your call to worship.
Oh,
Our topic for today is mediator. And Christ is the mediator, the divine intercessor through whom sinners can be reconciled to an offended God. Christ is a mediator by nature, since he partakes of both natures, divine and human. Just listen now to what God's Word says about him from 1 Timothy. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Similar to a mediator, an advocate is one who pleads the cause of another in a court. Job describes this in chapter 16 of his story. I wear burlap to show my grief. My pride lies in the dust. My eyes are red with weeping. Dark shadows circle my eyes. Yet I have done no wrong, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not conceal my blood. Let it cry out on my behalf. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is there on high. From Hebrews chapter 2. Inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. This describing our mediator. Isaiah 45, look to me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. 1 John chapter 2, my dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the only one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. Jesus Christ himself referred to the Holy Spirit as the other advocate with the Father. From John chapters 14, 15, and 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. Later, but when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. And then, in chapter 15, but I will send you the advocate, the Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. And then chapter 16, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, then the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. From Ephesians chapter 2, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace. From Hebrews 7, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 8, the priests serve in a system of worship that is only a copy, a shadow of the real one in heaven. For when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning, be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain. But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. And then in chapter 9, with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption. And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. The Apostle Paul, talking to the Hebrews in chapter 12, you have not come to a physical mountain, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom, and whirlwind, as the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. For they heard an awesome trumpet blast, and a voice so terrible that they begged God to stop speaking. They staggered back under God's command. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. Moses himself was so frightened at the sight that he said, I am terrified and trembling. No, you've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. You've come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You've come to God Himself, who is the judge over all things. You've come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven, who've now been made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. Folks, let us all praise God that His Son Jesus, as a mediator, has reconciled us to God through His shed blood. He has redeemed us. We are bought with a price. On this basis, we should glorify God in all that we do.
Just
Thank you for joining us today. Our call to worship topic this hour has been our mediator, the man, Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, once again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you again for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time he has waited.